We're good. All right. Good morning. It's great to have everybody here today. Thank you for what you guys are going to be doing this week. It's going to be awesome stuff. Thanks to Pastor Perry and Lois for allowing me to share this morning. I've been enjoying this summer teaching on 1 Corinthians 13. And for those of you that don't know me, my name's Alan Dowse. As Josh said, we started coming here. My wife, Kathy, can you stand up, give us a wave? Yeah, yeah. 37 years of marriage. They said it would never last, so they were wrong. All right. We were a blind date about 39 years ago, and so we've been married ever since. Years ago, had a young lady in our office, and she said her and her husband were celebrating their 5th wedding anniversary. It just happened that we were celebrating our 25th wedding anniversary. I said, really, that's exciting for us. 25 years, and her mouth dropped open. I think she'd never actually met in person someone who had been married 25 years. And she said, so what is the secret? And I had about 20 things that you've always heard, the common phrases of why marriages last and never go to bed, you know, mad and all that kind of stuff. And I said, just give me a second. I got something. And I said, here's the number one reason. Because 25 years ago, we stood before God and man and said we were going to do it. And she looked at me and went, oh. So we're glad to be here, and it's an honor for us to share this morning. So we are in 1 Corinthians chapter 13. We're going to see if everything works here. Good. Look at that. Love never fails, but where there are prophecies, they will cease. Where there are tongues, they will be stilled. Where there is knowledge, it will pass away. But God's love never fails. These young people that we're going to talk to this week and that you come in contact with every day, you can't control life. Life can sometimes be a bummer. You can't control that. But you can control if you allow God's love to work in your life. And what's going to happen is this morning we're going to share about 5 ways that God's love never fails. 5 ways that God's love never fails. Number 1, God's love does not change. For everything God created is good, and nothing is to be rejected if it is received with thanksgiving. It's really easy for me to believe that God wants to be good to my brother Gary, Steve, for my wife Kathy. It's easy for me to believe good things for God, but sometimes it's hard for me to believe that God wants to be good to me. Anybody ever else feel that way? It's just like in healings. I believe for God to heal those people, but when it's about your own healing, sometimes it's a little bit of a hurdle to come through. And I believe that God wants to be good to you, too. And you have to believe that God wants to be good to you. It's such a blessing for these Royal Family Kids counselors to be here. That's just awesome. Let's give them another round of applause on what God's going to do. That's just good, good stuff. But the second part of this verse, sometimes I think we overlook. And nothing is to be rejected if it is received with thanksgiving. Makes all the big difference about how our heart is. I can't control things that happen in the world. I can't control things that happen to me, that happen to my family. There's only one thing that I can control, and that's my attitude towards that situation. And if Alan gets his attitude right, the situations don't seem so bad. So we have to really work on this thankful heart. Thankful heart. It's difficult, but I have to learn to control my attitude. Number 2, God's love is eternal. Hebrews 13:8, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. That's pretty powerful stuff. I've got this words to live by up there. We're going to get to that in a little bit. But I'd like everyone, if you can, write those down at some point while we're on this point here. For my dad turned 91 this summer. My mom's 88. For the last 6 years, we've been taking them on vacation with us. And old school, you know, dad said, well, I got to pay my share and all this stuff. And so I said, there's a price that you have to pay every night. I want you to tell my kids a story. And he said, oh, okay, I can do that. So one of the stories he told this year is he used to sell feed to farmers, and he walked into a farmer's place, and these two farmers were feeding out cattle, and the one guy was 85 years old. And he said, don't laugh at me. Dad goes, well, why would I laugh at you? He goes, I planted fruit trees today. Most fruit trees take at least 5 years before you ever get an apple off of it. At least 5 years. And he goes, I planted fruit trees today, and I'll probably never see the fruit from that. And he told my dad, he goes, and here's some words that I try to live my life by. Plan like you're going to live forever. Live like you're going to die tonight. If you haven't wrote it down yet, put it in your phone. I put it in my phone because I couldn't remember it. I put it in my phone. Plan like you're going to live forever. Live like you're going to die tonight. And he said, I've tried to set my life up to be like that and live that every day. And so when he got done with the story, my son Caleb goes, so how many fruit trees did you plant this year, Grandpa? He said, four. So if you come out to our place, you'll see four new fruit trees that he had to put a fence around because the sheep were eating them all. And so sheep love those nice tender fruit tree leaves. So you got to put a fence around them. So plan like you're going to live forever. Live like you're going to die tonight. When you do the right thing, do you always see it come back to you right away? Sometimes you never see it. But once in a while, things come back just by doing the right thing, come back pretty quick to you. So for 22 years, I worked in a factory driving a forklift, loading trucks at a food plant. It used to be called Pillsbury. It's now called Minnell Milling. And our job was to make sure the truck was clean because we had to put food product in this truck. And one day, we were working there, and a guy pulled in. Well, let's stop for just a second. Do you also like to ever just put your Christianity faith on pause for just a second? Just a second. And let somebody just have it. I mean, just both barrels just come unglued. And just go pause and then, oh, back to being a Christian, back on. And it doesn't work that way, but sometimes you would just like to hit that pause button. So this driver come in. His truck was just filthy. I mean, yuck all over the place. It was nasty. I am not putting food product in this truck. And I said, hey, bud, you need to clean your truck out. So he proceeded to tell me that he knew the owner of the company, and I just needed to do my job and get his truck loaded. So I proceeded to tell Mr. Driver that you have two choices, load your truck or don't get loaded. And I left to go to the back warehouse to get his product because I figured he'd load it. When I came back up, all my fellow coworkers that loaded trucks were standing there, along with my supervisor, along with this truck driver. And I get off my forklift and walk up there, and my supervisor goes, this truck driver said that he was out here, and one of you guys told him, cussed him up and down one side and down the other and said, load this blankety-blank truck or you're not getting any product. And he said, which one of them said that? He went, pointed right to me. And my supervisor goes, well, bud, you could have picked anybody else out here but that guy. You need to load your truck, clean your truck out right now, or you're not going to get loaded. And I'm like, yeah. So sometimes not putting on pause does pay some pretty good rewards. Does pay some pretty good rewards. And it actually made a few of my fellow coworkers a little upset. Because they said, he would have believed that driver over us. Like, well, don't cuss all the time. then you wouldn't have to go through that. So last chance, plan like you're going to live forever. Live like you're going to die tonight. Number three, God's love is victorious. I don't believe there's anything that happens on this earth, it happens with these young people, it happens with every day, that God's light can't penetrate that and shine that. I believe God's light can shine through every situation. 1 Peter 4:8, above all, love each other deeply, because love covers over a multitude of sins. And I could put in there, God's love and his light can shine through all those multiple of mistakes and bad decisions that we've made. And a lot of these young people, they didn't make bad decisions. Their parents did. But they've also got some luggage to carry through. And I believe God's light can shine through every person that I touch in my daily walk in my life, that God's light can shine through that. So my daughter-in-law didn't believe me, but I took this picture with my phone. And Kathy and I were up in the New England states, and this lighthouse has saved countless lives. We've seen a shipwreck where either they didn't pay attention or thought the lighthouse was farther away and hit on these rocks, you know, and sunk. There was a ship near this lighthouse. But I believe God's light can shine through every situation and make a difference. Do you believe that? Amen? God's light can make a difference. Number four, God's love does not exclude. Does not exclude. Your circumstances do not exclude you from God's love. God is good. And all the time. God is good. And all the time. One more time. God is good. And all the time. I believe he doesn't exclude just because of what you do. I'm too tall. I'm too short. I'm too big. I'm too small. I have the wrong skin color. I'm the wrong gender. We can make all kinds of excuses. Anybody ever think you had a bad job? Yeah. Take a close look at this. This is on Mackinac Island. Only bicycles and only horse-drawn carriages. Or you walk. And there's a lot of horse-drawn carriages. A lot of horse-drawn carriages. And if you have a lot of horse-drawn carriages, you get a lot of horse doo-doo. And these guys, all day long, follow up and down the street and clean it up. So Kathy and I were in one of these horse taxis. And we were going along. I seen that guy. I was like, hey, let's give a hand for the guy cleaning the streets. So everybody in our taxi starts cheering for the guy. And he kept right on going. God's love is not excluded for this guy. God's love isn't excluded for no matter what you've been through. God's love can be there no matter what. It's amazing what God's love can do. And we're talking about five things this morning. There's thousands and thousands of ways that God's love can make a difference. If we would just focus on that instead of all the other stuff, we'd be so much farther ahead. So much farther ahead. Number five, God's love is a river. Ephesians 3:18, may have power together with all the Lord's holy people to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ. That's a lot of stuff, isn't it? How wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ. Many times God can't do that. But he can. God can't do that, but he can. It's been about 5 years ago. I went on a mission trip to Ecuador with my uncle, who was a doctor for multiple years. And he said, I want you to go along to carry our luggage. He was 85 at that point, still doctoring. And so I had like seven suitcases, and I had these two adult, you know, two 85-year-olds. And he said, I'll tell the bus driver where to stop. because that's where we got to pick up the rest of the team of doctors. And we actually seen 670 patients in 5 days. And so the bus stops, and I get all the luggage off, and it's me and my aunt and uncle. And I said, so where's this place I got to walk to? He's like, I missed it. It's about 5 miles back that way. So I thought, hey, it's about dark. We're in a third world country. Alan needs to get going because he's got to cover 5 miles, come back and pick these folks up. He goes, somebody will pick us up. I go, nobody's going to pick us up. It's not going to happen. Realize he's been a missionary for 50 years. He said, you just go over there and sit over there by the suitcases. He should have said, just be quiet and let God work. But he was nice to me. I'm carrying his luggage. So I'm sitting over there and going, I need to get going. It's going. If you don't know where Ecuador is, it's on the equator. It doesn't change like our time does. It gets daylight at 6 a.m. It gets dark at 6 p.m. every day, 365 days a year. It's on the equator. It's 5 o'clock. I got to go 5 miles before it gets dark. And I'm not a Ironman athlete. So I just sit over there going, okay, when's he going to let me go? Because it's going to get later and later. This little pickup pulls up. He's talking to my uncle in Spanish. He backs up to the back, throw all the luggage in the back. I hop in the back. They hop in the front. It just so happened that he went to the Bible study at the missionaries that we were supposed to meet at. He didn't even take us, drop us off at the driveway that I was going to have to drop us off at. He took us to the door. Took us to the door. I had to move the suitcase from here to Steve. God took us to the door. Yes. Even though I thought it's not going to happen. Anybody ever been on the Mississippi River? This is a picture of the Mississippi River. That's a long river, and there's a lot of water in that. Not even a fraction of what God's love is. Not even a fraction of what God's love is for us. What in your life do you want God's river of love? Is it your work, your finances, your marriage, your children? This week coming up, working with these young kids? What do you want God's love to work in? We're going to do an activation. Everybody like activations? All right. So everybody needs to stand. And you got to get loose, so loosen your head up a little bit. Make your arms loose. And I'll get up here so you can see me. Are some of the old songs still really good? I get out my guitar and my grandkids love this because we start really slow, then we get a little bit faster. And so we start a little bit slow, we get a little bit faster. So practice. Deep is this. All right, deep. Wide is this. A fountain flowing is this. Try it one more time. Deep. Wide. Fountain. So a lot of times we have special worship music when we're doing activation. Do you believe you can have a lively song and have an activation? I believe you can. So we're going to sing this through, and I want you to think about things that you want God's river to flow through. What in your life do you want to make a change in your kids? Do you have friends that aren't born again? You know, what do you need? What needs to happen? So are you ready? Here we go. Deep and wide, deep and wide, there's a fountain flowing deep and wide. Deep and wide, deep and wide, there's a fountain flowing deep and wide. A little faster. Deep and wide, deep and wide, there's a fountain flowing deep and wide. Deep and wide, deep and wide, there's a fountain flowing deep and wide. Last time, ready? Deep and wide, there's a fountain flowing deep and wide. Deep and wide, there's a fountain flowing deep and wide.
Thank you, God.
I believe God can do all things. All things. If we could have our personal ministry come forward, and Justin, and you can remain standing if you would. So, what do you want prayer for today? God's love does not change. God can be good to you. God can be good to you. God's love is eternal. Have you at some point put Christianity on pause? You need to get the pause button off and continue on for the long haul. Christianity is not a splash in the pan event. It's a life changing your lifehood. You need to change. God's love is victorious. Where do you want God's light to shine through? What situation can God's light penetrate and make a difference? God's love does not exclude even you, even me. One more. There we go. God's love is a river. His love can just go and go and go and go. It doesn't stop. He doesn't go on vacation. The phone never rings busy. He's always available for us. So if you'd like God to move in your life, if you just raise your hand this morning, or if you want to raise both hands, say, you know, God can be good to me. I want to be in it for the long haul. Where do you want God's light to shine? God doesn't exclude even me. Even these young ones that you're going to talk to this week, doesn't exclude them. And God's love is a river. Allow that river to flow through me. Allow that river of Jesus to come out of me and go on other people. Father God, we thank you for these ones with their hands lifted up. I pray that you'll meet every need. Every need. Yes, God. Yes, God, every need. I pray for ones that we're all going to touch this week. The ones at the Royal Family Kids Camp and the ones that we just go to work every day. People that we come into contact with. People at the grocery store, at the gas station. People that we can just wave to on the road. We pray for you to let your love shine out through us, God. We thank you for that, Lord. You know, may God supply all you need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Now unto God and our Father be glory forever and ever and ever. Amen.